So I just wanted to speak a bit about how I was feeling a couple of days ago. I was in a bit of a down place with regard to three things that were done to me or said to other people. And all of these particular incidences really sort of made me angry. And I was going over them in my mind and complaining about it. And I just realized I was becoming bitter and nothing was actually improving. And then I listened to a couple of scriptures online and just came close to the Lord and realized that I needed to repent from this negativity. And so I just gave it all to him. I prayed and I gave each of these instances to him, the people that had said these things and done. And something that I also learned was that we cannot change other people. We can't change what people do, what people say, what people believe and how they see the future, etc. But we need to forgive. Otherwise, we have this negativity and this hatred, and love is broken down. And we cannot speak or interact with people from a place of resentment and anger. We need to come from a foundation of love and thereby bringing Christ into their lives as well. And the scripture that kept coming to me as well, it's from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. It basically speaks about those whose hearts are stayed on him, on Jesus, on Christ, will have perfect peace because they trust in him. And so that just gave me such encouragement. And that's exactly what I did. I left it all at the foot of the cross and I prayed about it. And I told the Lord how I was feeling. I was angry and upset about what was said and done. The one wasn't even to me, it was to somebody else. And I just trusted that he would sort these matters out. And I had this amazing peace. It was just unbelievable. I had such peace and just took the anger away. And then I could just face the day in a positive way from a place of not resentment and anger. And when you're so emotionally charged, you cannot function properly. So I was able to face the day in a good way. I just wanted to encourage you with that. And then this morning, I'm reading again in Isaiah in chapter 32. And it's also a bit of a warning for us all. Chapter 32, verse 9. And it says, "You women who are so complacent, rise up and listen to me. You daughters who feel secure, hear what I have to say. In a little more than a year, you who feel secure will tremble. The grape harvest will fail, and the harvest of fruit will not come. Tremble, you complacent women. Shudder, you daughters who feel secure. Strip off your fine clothes and wrap yourselves in rags." And that just speaks of where is our faith? Where is our hope? And there's just sort of a picture of a person in sort of happiness and complacent and not worrying about the future and maybe focusing on the wrong things and maybe focusing on the external things and just expecting things to always work out. And what do we do when things don't work out? When the harvest fails? And then further along in chapter 33, verse 2. "Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress." And that's exactly where we need to put our heart and our hope. We need to trust in him, and he will bring us through it, because nothing that is seen is lasting. We all know this. It's not lasting. And what do we cling to when there's nothing left? We cannot cling to money, or sometimes even to medical science. Sometimes it's too late, friends. Where is your hope? And we have to live with that daily hope and share it with others. I just want to encourage you with that word today. Sometimes it's a bit of a wake-up call as well. It has been for me. So I just want to pray for a moment for us. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word that can give us encouragement and also help us to wake up to the truth. And to really, really cling to you. Jesus, we lift ourselves up before you today and just pray that you'll guide us and help us to choose the right path and to not to cling to the world, but to cling to you and your eternal promises that can give us hope. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.